Hello, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the president of the Institute of Biblical Defense and the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship. We're going to be talking about today, we're going to try to answer the question, do all religions lead to God? Do all religions lead to God? There are people that would argue that. Many Hindus would argue that all religions lead to God, and maybe some Buddhists would as well. A lot of politically correct people would, but the fact of the matter is, when you look at the different world religions, they have a different view of God, of who God is. Like the Eastern religions, Hinduism and Buddhism, teach that God is either a non-personal force, or even Buddha himself was agnostic concerning God's existence. He wasn't even sure God existed. But you have the force be with you instead of the Lord be with you in the Eastern religions, whereas in the Western religions, Christianity, Islam and Judaism, God is a personal God, yet Christianity says that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Judaism and Islam say, no, God is only one person. So they don't all teach the same things about God. They don't teach the same things about Jesus. Only Christianity teaches that Jesus is fully God, the second person of the Trinity, become a man. So he's fully God and fully man, and that salvation comes only through him. All the other world's religions demote Jesus to where he's either not God or he's a lesser God or he's not uniquely God. And so a different view of God, different view of Jesus, and a different view of salvation. Only Christianity teaches that salvation is by God's grace alone. Can't earn it. It's free gift. It's charity. Salvation is by God's grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus alone. We have to trust in the true Jesus of the Bible alone for salvation. He died on the cross for our sins as the ultimately worthy substitute sacrifice. Died on the cross for our sins to cover our sins, to take our sins from us. And so if we trust in him alone for salvation, he saves us. He rose from the dead bodily to conquer death for us. So Jesus in John 14:6, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So the apostles in Acts chapter 4 said that there's no other name under heaven by which man can be saved other than Jesus' name. So it is clear that the Bible teaches that salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ, that one must trust in Jesus alone for salvation. This is why Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said that there's the wide path that many take that leads to destruction, yet there is the narrow path that leads to life, and he is the narrow path. Salvation comes only through him. Those who trust in him for salvation do not perish and receive the free gift of eternal life. Those who reject him remain condemned because they've rejected the Lord Jesus. John 3:16 through verse 18. Those who reject the Son reject the Father as well. Luke chapter 10, verse 16, and Matthew 10, 32 and 33. So it is very clear. A lot of people say, well, you're being a bigot. You're being intolerant. No. If Christianity is true, and I believe that it is, if the Bible is the Word of God, and I believe that it is, then it's not intolerant for me to teach people to come to Jesus for salvation because he is the only way for man to be saved. So anybody who claims that all religions lead to God, they're just showing that they're not really a Christian and they don't really hold to what the Bible teaches. This is Dr. Phil Fernandez. Hope you enjoyed this program. God bless you, and looking forward to more programs.